Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Famous Personalities. We've met several women scientists who have made important contributions to the fields of sciences, such as mathematics, genetics, chemistry, and many more. Without many of these discoveries, we wouldn't have been able to produce developments in many issues in today's society. Even today, many diseases remain without a cure, and many chronic conditions without a treatment. However, scientists are working to discover the inner workings of many ailments, including contributing factors and maybe even treatments all the time. This time on Famous Personalities, we are going to dive into the field of neurobiology by learning about the work of Rita Levi-Montalcini, who is famous for her discovery of nerve growth factor. We'll discuss her life and work in depth today, so please be ready for a hopefully wonderful tribute. Before starting, I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about what scientist Rita Levi-Montalcini is famous for. Levi-Montalcini accomplished both scientific and political milestones in her life. One of her most famous and well-known accomplishments is her joint 1986 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for her work on nerve growth factor. Alongside her scientific work, Rita Levi-Montalcini also served in the Italian Senate as a senator for life. Levi-Montalcini received many awards and honors during her lifetime. In 1966, she was elected a Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. In 1968, she became the 10th woman elected to the United States National Academy of Sciences. In 1970, she received the Golden Plate Award from the American Academy of Achievement. In 1974, she became a member of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences and was elected an EMBO member. In 1983, she was awarded the Louisa Gross Horowitz Prize from Columbia University. In 1985, she was awarded the Ralph W. Gerard Prize in Neuroscience. The next year, she was elected to the American Philosophical Society, and Levi-Montalcini and collaborator Stanley Cohen received the Nobel Prize in Medicine and the Albert Lasker Award for Basic Medical Research. In 1987, she received the National Medal of Science, the highest American scientific honor. In 1991, she received the Laurea Honoris Causa in Medicine from the University of Trieste, Italy. In 1995, she was elected a foreign member of the Royal Society, and a few years later, in 1999, she was nominated Goodwill Ambassador of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. In 2001, she was nominated Senator for Life. Later, in 2006, she received the degree Honoris Causa in Biomedical Engineering from the Polytechnic University of Turin. In 2008, she received the PhD Honoris Causa from the Complutense University of Madrid, Spain. In 2009, she received the Leonardo da Vinci Award from the European Academy of Sciences. In 2011, at the Sapienza University of Rome, she received the PhD Honoris Causa from McGill University, Canada. Early life. Rita Levi-Montalcini was born on April 22, 1909, in Turin, Italy, to Adele Montalcini, who was a painter, and Adamo Levi, who was an electrical engineer and mathematician. She had three siblings, who were named Paola, Anna, and Gino. Paola was her twin sister, and they were both younger than Gino, the eldest, and Anna, the second eldest. While Rita and Anna, who was known to close friends and family as Nina, shared more literary interests, Paula and Gino had more of an artistic interest. Rita was shy when speaking to other people as a child, and initially aspired to become a writer like Selma Lagerlöf. Her family was of Jewish origin, but because they did not actively practice, the Levi-Montalcini children were raised as freethinkers, and they celebrated Jewish and Christian holidays. Rita and her sisters were outstanding students in their younger years, but their father expected them to attend middle school and then a girls' high school so that they would be ready for marriage and family life. However, even though her sisters were not too averse to the possibility of not attending a specialized high school, Rita felt out of place and struggled to find an interest in a future career, not feeling cut out for the domestic life. So, she read many readings recommended by her sister Anna. She had wanted to follow the footsteps of Selma Lagerlöf and become a writer. But when her dear housekeeper Giovanna passed away from stomach cancer, she felt a resurgence in a childhood desire to pursue medicine, which her father initially discouraged, but later came to support her decision. She studied Greek, Latin, and mathematics privately, and after graduating from college, she attended the University of Turin for medical school. Levi-Montalcini was inspired to study the developing nervous system by Giuseppe Levi, a significant neurohistologist of the time. She graduated summa cum laude with her MD degree in 1936, choosing to specialize in neurology and psychiatry, and she remained as Levi's assistant until Benito Mussolini's 1938 Manifesto of Race prevented her from pursuing an academic career. Adult life. After the implementation of the race laws, Rita Levi-Montalcini was not able to continue her education at the University of Turin. So, she moved to Brussels, Belgium, in March of 1939 to further her specialization in neurology. In December, at the start of World War II, she returned to Italy to secretly work as a doctor for poor people at a neurological clinic. During this time, she also set up a laboratory in her bedroom to study the nervous system in chicken embryos. An important thing that she discovered during her study was that nerve cells cannot survive without targets, which was the focus of her research for many years. However, in the autumn of 1943, she returned with her family to the Asti region of Italy, where she continued her study on the differentiation of the cells of the nervous system of chickens, despite limited resources, and Professor Levi joined her. Levi-Montalcini's family attempted to leave Italy for Switzerland, but they were not able to do so, and they moved south to Florence until the end of the war. Around this time, she could not continue her work at the neurological clinic due to having to hide her identity. When the Allies entered the war, Rita reclaimed her identity and worked with the Red Cross as a doctor and a nurse, helping treat many infections that were once lethal. But with the introduction of antibiotics in Italy, many lives were spared. In fact, Dorothy Hodgkin, who we've previously discussed on this podcast, helped discover the structure of penicillin, one of the most frequently used antibiotics of the time. However, Levi-Montalcini found the helplessness and detachedness required for the profession to be difficult. So, she decided to pursue a career in research post-war instead of in healthcare. After the war, Rita Levi-Montalcini returned to the Anatomy Institute at the University of Turin to continue her research on the nervous system under Professor Levi, but she did not expect much results. However, in September of 1946, she received an invitation to continue her work in neuroembryology in the United States, under Professor Victor Hamburger at Washington University in St. Louis, after he had read a few of her papers in the field. After she replicated the results of her experiments, he offered her a position as a research associate, which she held for around 30 years. During this time, she studied differentiation of motor and sensory nerve cells along with her colleagues, and during an important experiment in 1950, she learned that when mouse tumor cells were grafted into chicken embryos, they released a humoral factor that selectively stimulated the differentiation, according to her research. It was significant because she was able to cause the growth of nerves into arteries, where they normally do not grow, suggesting that some kind of factor caused the growth. The experiment was done with Hertha Mayer at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro in 1952, the year in which she isolated nerve growth factor. The 1954 publication became the first explanation of the important protein. She also collaborated with Stanley Cohen for her research on nerve growth factor. After her important experiments, Levi Montalcini was made a full professor in 1958, and even began a new laboratory in Rome after 15 years of her studies and research to remain closer to her family. From 1961 to 1969, she ran the Research Center of Neurobiology of the National Research Council of Italy. From 1969 to 1978, she was in charge of the Laboratory of Cellular Biology. When she retired in 1977, she continued her academic career as director of the Institute of Cell Biology of the Italian National Council of Research, and in 1979, she retired from there, but remained a guest professor. In 1986, she was awarded the Nobel Prize along with Stanley Cohen for her work with nerve growth factor. Even after she retired from her scientific career, Rita Levi-Montalcini still had a prominent presence in the scientific community. For example, during the 1990s, she had a major contribution to the understanding of mast cells in humans and the chemical that regulates them. Levi-Montalcini was also an important figure in social advancement as she remained in several scientific assembles and also founded the Rita Levi-Montalcini Onlus Foundation to help advance the education of young African women. Also, in 1999, she was appointed as an FAO Goodwill Ambassador, and in 2001, at the age of 92, she created the European Brain Research Institute, also known as the EBRI. Finally, due to her long-standing commitment to scientific research and significant career, in 2001, she was appointed as a senator for life by the President of Italy, Carlo Azeglio Ciampi. And in April 2006, at the age of 97, she attended the opening assembly of the newly elected Senate. Rita Levi-Montalcini passed away on December 30, 2012, in Rome, Italy. She was well admired by all of those around her and left a lasting impact on neurobiology and the world. Her work and contribution to science and social advancement will be remembered forever. The impact of Rita's work. Rita Levi-Montalcini's important work with nerve growth factor showed that it is required to help, control, and maintain cells of the nervous system. Her work has many applications, especially in diseases such as cancer, Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's disease, where nerve cell growth could mean the difference between life and death. Beyond her scientific research, Levi-Montalcini also established initiatives, programs, and laboratories that helped further the education and health of many people, along with valuable research that helps save many lives to this day. Furthermore, Rita Levi-Montalcini believed in equal rights and expectations of men and women, and she fought against many stereotypes to thrive as a person and member of the scientific research community. Many people, including the mayor of Rome, the prime minister of Italy, and her scientific colleagues, remembered her as a strong, admirable, and spirited researcher and person, showing her lasting impact on many people for years to come. A fun fact about Rita Levi-Montalcini is that she was the longest living Nobel laureate, as she lived to the age of 103. She lived an incredibly full and impressive life, in which she remained close to her family, but also enjoyed literature, music, traveling, driving, and was a wonderful friend as well. Another fact about her is that she served as the president of the Institute of the Italian Encyclopedia from 1993 to 1998, also known as Treccani. It has 35 volumes and is a very well-known encyclopedia around the world. Quote, "Above all, don't fear difficult moments. The best comes from them." Rita Levi-Montalcini. Thank you so much for listening to the 9th episode of our series, Famous Personalities. This episode was about Rita Levi-Montalcini, a neurobiologist whose work helped change many lives. This is Shripriya signing off. See you next time!